What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another reaction, another recap show of The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead recap show, now available on iTunes. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about last Sunday's episode. It was called Bonds, episode 6 of season 10 that aired on November 10th. Pretty much, I'm looking at my notes here, and the bulk of everything has to has to be all about Negan and Beta. Their scenes there, I mean, they were the MVPs in my book for this episode. I loved everything with Negan and Beta. So I'm going to focus on that and then talk about Carol and Daryl on my feels. Negan and talking crap to Beta continuously, I thought was freaking hilarious. I was a little concerned during this brief encounter of hilariousness. There was a moment where Alpha questions Beta to find out if Beta wants to be the leader. I'm curious to see how this is going to plan out. I think, will Beta turn on Alpha for the greater good, for the greater good of the Whisperers? I think so. I think he's at a crossroads. Like, she keeps messing up, and I don't know, but I have a feeling that something's going to go down where Alpha is going to, definitely something's going to happen. It's going to question Beta's allegiance to Alpha for the greater good, not because he wants the role. I think he's just not happy with what's going on with the Whispers. I don't know, but just something's going to happen there. But back to Negan and Beta. Awesome. And Negan messing with him, the whole scene of the slicing of the skin to the digging of the hole, I thought was freaking hilarious. Even the music that was played, it was like what was that show? What was that movie with Will Ferrell brothers? That's what it reminded me of. These two guys were just hate each other. It was, I don't know. But I loved it. I loved everything with them in there. And I keep saying it because I just couldn't stop. I think I was tweeting about it. I can't remember. Either way, let's see what else. And finally, the scene where Beta tells Negan that he cannot eat any meat because he doesn't deserve it. Negan getting pushed down, and I really thought Negan was going to do something until he saw Alpha looking at him. So Negan is definitely playing he's playing the Whispers, I believe. There was something where I tweeted out wondering if Negan would sell out on Alexandria, and I asked people, and I think somebody tweeted back saying absolutely not. And I would agree. I think Negan is definitely looking out for Alexandria and everybody, especially little kickass, Judith. So, yeah, I think something's going to go down. Negan's going to get in there. I hope nothing happens to Negan. I'm going to be pissed off if it does. I haven't continued reading the comics. I have them right there. I'm looking at my comics right there. I think I can't remember where I stopped, but I haven't been reading them. I haven't been buying any new ones. But that's besides the point. I'm just rambling because I really like this episode. Of course, Beta kills the guy that gave him meat. After he does that, he pretty much leaves Negan out in the woods to fend for himself, and then goes to Alpha saying, you know what, I know I didn't listen to you once again. I know that I defied you. Is that the right word? And all of a sudden, who shows up? Negan. Boom. I thought that was freaking awesome. I loved it. And then Alpha's face too. And Beta's face is not happy. And I think Beta's just getting hit from this one chick he doesn't like, the Whisperer girl, and now Negan. Yeah, people are getting closer to Alpha, and Beta's not liking it. But I loved all that part, and I loved when Negan showed up. It was great. Let's see what else. Carol and Daryl go out on a mission. Of course, Daryl's not in with all the details, of course, but Carol definitely has a mission. I thought that was great, that whole scene and them lurking and everything else. And, of course, Carol winds up kidnapping one of the Whisperers, and Daryl's not happy about it. And it's crazy to see Daryl. Daryl now reminds me of Rick. You know, Rick was always torn to doing the right thing and really knew what he had to do. And I think seeing Daryl going through that same position, that same kind of thing that Rick went through, like Daryl knows what needs to be done, but he's got to look out for the group. And he's just torn, and you can see it. But he's just not happy with Carol doing this. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen this episode, because it looks like somebody's getting their fingers chopped off in the cell, right? Is that what happened? Is that what you think is going to happen? So that was a great part there. And then Rosita calling Eugene because she's sick. Everybody's sick now. And then, of course, Eugene makes radio contact with someone, some lady. I don't know if she's trustworthy or not. I think she is. See, I would agree with Eugene that she sounds legit. She sounds like somebody you can trust. But Eugene doesn't have the luckiest luck, right? The greatest luck. There you go. The greatest luck with women. So there's a part of me that's like, I bet you she's crazy. Just Eugene's luck. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm curious to see, but it is good to see Eugene happy. But it seems to me, was it me? That it seemed like Rosita was like feeling bad and just like was used to having Eugene around. And does she really like him, or she's just like the little blanket, like the little lost puppy? I don't know. I'm not a fan of Rosita right now. I just, something about her, she's just irritating me. But everybody's sick. Everybody's sick, and it's that water. It's the zombie water that everybody was drinking. So I'm curious to see how that's going to see what's going to happen. And, of course, Sadiq, I think he's, like, holding the baby, right? He was holding a baby, and then he woke up, and he was like, yeah. Well, he's got a baby, and he's like, what's going on, Sadiq? He needs to get it together, too. I need him focused. So that's it. I know I was ranting and raving, but this was, like, an emotional episode, and it was so good, and just a lot of crap happened and got me hyperventilating. So this Sunday, I'm sure I'm going to be hyperventilating even more, right? I think we got, what, 2 episodes left? Is that what it was for this year? So I guess we'll see what happens. I think that's usually what happens, right? It ends and then we have a couple of months and then it pops back up somewhere in February. Is that what it is? I don't know. So that's it, people. Bonds, that was the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Feel free to leave a comments wherever you listen. You're on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or my blog or either on iTunes or whatever. If you search The Walking Dead Recap Show on iTunes, you'll find it. Audioboom.com. Same thing. Search for it. You'll find it. Let's see what else. My blog is iwatchmike.com. You can go there. My Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook is iwatchmike. And let's see. Snapchat is Mike the Movie Guy. And that's pretty much it. So Mike the Movie Guy is me. Iwatchmike.com is the blog. Go there because I think I'm actually giving away some stuff. Hurry up because I think it might be ending soon too. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the likes and shares and all that good stuff. And I will talk to you soon after this next Sunday's episode airs of The Walking Dead. Peace out.